Kuda Brown.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, that's true. Was she going to turn into a bingo? She lose 34 What the heck? This young white guy, she spam. I'm telling her, you want to do look how much this one on. Since been under my tunic. No,
you know, I mean, it's not a problem making them do it still back.
right now. This has nothing to do with real Israel fighting each other. This has to do with us earnestly contending for the faith.
Yes.
And whatever, for whatever reason, when people get behind this camera, they have a hell of a lot more courage than they do when they're in front of your face. I don't know what's going on. You tell me what's going on. What do you think it is? You don't know either. What about you, Ryan? You don't know?
I don't know
what it is, man. But we're supposed to be earnestly contending for the faith that was once delivered unto the saints, the Israelites. No, for real.
Yes, sir.
Because there's just entirely too much damn dishonor and disrespect that goes on in social media,
yes, sir,
that otherwise would not be taking place if we was eyeball to eyeball. I mean, you see some of these camps out there on the street, and the way it's sad because you see some of the little brawls and stuff they've had on the street. They call that fighting. I look at that shit and laugh my ass off. I was like, man, that's just like children on a playground fighting. Them ain't no men. They don't know how to fight, man, in any way, shape, fashion, or form. Let me tell you something. When you get in a real fight, there's going to be cracked skulls, broken arms, broken legs, cracked ribs. And I'm telling you, when you get into a real street fight, things going to get ugly. They ain't going to be up there and we wrestling around with each other and you going to be pinning me down and all this stuff. I don't understand this culture at all. I guess, I don't know, blame the military. Blame whoever it is. Blame my dad. I don't know. Y'all just a different breed of people out here. I don't get it. The last thing a real Israelite wants to do is actually, matter of fact, we're forbidden to act according to Torah, according to Scripture, to actually be throwing hands with each other. We're supposed to save that for the nations.
Yeah.
We're supposed to have fervent charity amongst ourselves.
Yeah.
And if it ever has to come to that, that means somebody's not an Israelite. You follow me? You say that for the heathen. And those who act like heathens. Hallelujah. Anyway, I see that we're coming in really good. Coming in really well. I hope everybody's doing fine, doing well. I'm still running on my high from the feast. I watch all these videos that's been put together and made. I'm highly encouraged, still anointed. Been running around here quickening all week. I can't even put a count on how many times the Holy Spirit has quickened me just today alone. Can't even put a count to it. I lost count after about 10 or 12. I did, man. My Easter sit there and look at me and go, woo. They'll tell you, I'll be quick all over the place. Just, it sure is nice to be able to feel after him.
Yeah.
Sure is nice. And I know for sure that I have the genuine Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. But man, we went in on Hold Fast Wednesday, though, didn't we?
Yes, sir.
We went in on Hold Fast Wednesdays, man. I hope people have the ears to hear. We got a beautiful broadcast here tonight. And, of course, you know, during this broadcast right here, we're hoping to educate our people. And we're hoping in some way, somehow, that we can get y'all to see what the people are doing today. You see, all across this world, you go in all these different nations, if they have laws to where you can actually protect yourself and have a firearm, see, the firearm is the modern-day sword. As a matter of fact, you'll get in more trouble walking down the street with a sword, a physical sword, than you will with a firearm. If you got a knife or a machete walking down the street, boy, they gonna get you quick. I can walk downtown Nashville with guns all around me and nobody will say nothing. Not a word. Not a word. They damn sure won't say nothing up here in the country. Matter of fact, people look at you like you're crazy when you don't have one. As a matter of fact, that's the way we need to be looking at Israel. We need to be looking at you crazy if you don't have one. How in the world is it that Yahshua's disciples, all of them was armed.
Yeah.
Every single one of them. Don't look at these dang movies out here where they look like these passive transformers. They take meekness to feminine. They're feminine. That's why many are confused. You think that a meek man is a feminine man. And then when you see somebody like me, you call me rough around the edges and stuff. You just met a man. If John the Baptist was here today, don't y'all know the majority of the religious world wouldn't accept him?
Yes, sir.
If they locked him up in jail, if America locked him up in jail, they would have said off with his head, too.
Yes, sir.
And they just don't get it. They don't get it because they think everybody's supposed to be like Benny Hinn, Joel Osteen, T.D. Jakes. Do you really think T.D. Jakes or Joel Osteen were going to be able to protect any damn body?
No, sir.
I don't think they got the balls to stomp a cockroach. No, real talk, man. And if we sit up here and continue to keep, see, this is what needs to happen. You all have got to realize, all of us have got to realize that we come from a certain environment. We have been shaped. We have been molded. We have been trained by the environment we grew up in. Oh, yeah, you're born again, name written now, but guess what? You still have the residue of your former environment that's still on you.
Yes,
and you stink. You stink. Remember, y'all is going to remove all things out of his kingdom that offends. You can't come over here and you have to be transformed. You can't stay the way you are. You can't.
Sir.
You may have bought your environment over here, but it can't stay over here. And that's the problem with many of you. You done experienced the born-again experience, but you have refused to get rid of your old environment. Did y'all see that video me and Summer did? Huh? Y'all seen that video, right? Man, we did a video. We're playing for y'all tomorrow. We did it on Patreon, man. We did a video. And we was talking about how that, you know, a lot of people think that Pastor Dow is this man that just hates women. But yet, if you ask all the women that's around me, man, they don't think that. Because of the way I say things. Or, you know, how I say it. Not knowing that if a man loves you enough to rebuke you and correct you.
Yes, sir.
See, I'm rebuking you and correcting you because the way you think and the environment that you continue to keep trying to superimpose up on us, it can't work over here. And anytime I see something contrary of y'all, I raise hell. And I'm trying to get out your mindset. It's like I said, okay, so if I start talking about people who's morbidly obese, first thing they do, they got a spirit in them. There he go. And they already been in agreement with that spirit. And they can't even hear what I'm saying. And I love them more than they hate themselves. You can't tell me that you love yourself. You can't tell me you love yourself when you abuse the temple of Yah. You can't tell me, man. And here I am trying to throw an olive branch out there. And love you, and you got this spirit that works in you that lusts and envy. Wherefore come wars and strife from among you? Do they not come from your own lust?
Yeah.
Do you think that the scripture says in vain there's a spirit in us that lusts and envy?
Wow.
You see what I mean?
Yes,
so I'm trying to reach you, but you've been so used based on your environment that you refuse to dial to them. You've been so used to protecting that spirit because you become one with it.
Wow.
You become one with the lie.
Wow.
And I'm screaming, and I'm hollering, and I'm shouting from the rooftop, trying to help save Israel's soul alive.
Praise
and as soon as I say something where the shoe fits you and you've already protected that spirit, you've done insulated yourself with that spirit.
Ooh.
As soon as I say something, you get offended, you shut down. And you don't want to hear nothing else, you And then, if I go on in more truth, that spirit still got you on lockdown.
Wow.
You can't even hear the rest of the message.
Wow.
Can't even hear the rest of the message. You gone. It's over. Stick a fork in it. Yeah. Can't say nothing to you. Now, if you think you're dealing with a preacher that's going to walk around here on eggshells, worried about how you're going to receive something like that, no. The Bible didn't tell me like it. The Bible tells me, cry loud, spare not. It teaches me whether they hear or forbear. It makes no difference. I just lay it out. You see what I mean?
Yes, sir.
Whatever I know for rebuke is better than secret love.
Come on. I don't know.
If I see you as a man, you are inadequate as a man, I rebuke your ass and stuff. Do you think I'm doing that because I get pleasure out of that?
No, sir.
If you think I get pleasure out of that, I tell you what, you go rebuke a brother and then tell me how his experience was.
Jesus.
Go and rebuke a brother and then tell me how the experience was. You don't find it ain't too damn easy, is it? See what I'm talking about? But because I've died off to my flesh a long, long time ago, and I love righteousness,
come on,
I don't mind exalting this kingdom so you can be torn down and then be built by God. Because, I mean, if I was walking out the environment I come from, I wouldn't even say nothing to you. I would let you think you were all right. I would leave you in darkness. I would. I would do the Christian thing and say, pray for them.
Come on.
Pray for him. I'm going to pray for you, all right? But before I pray for him, I'm going to rebuke you.
Hallelujah.
See what I'm talking about? See, I'm thinking.
That's it.
It's just off.
Yeah.
It's literally off. And who can you help today when everybody is so, again, as soon as somebody say something where the shoe fit, you get offended.
Come on.
And you start building layers around that offense. And the layers become a fortress. And anytime truth trying to penetrate, to get in, can't get it, you already done protected.
Wow.
You done protected spirit. You done protected yourself.
Ooh.
And now you have stunted yourself in growth.
Wow.
And you watching me year after year, decade after decade, continue to keep getting better and better. You are stagnant or you're staying worse.
Mm-hmm.
You're stagnant or you're getting worse. And you watch others around you get transformed, transformed. You watch them growing. And you're sitting there and envying, man, I wish that was me. I wish that, no, you don't. Because can't nobody tell you nothing. Can't nobody talk to you. You know every damn thing. Everything, all your thoughts originate from your previous environment. And you just trying to hide it on the cloak of maliciousness over here in righteousness.
Yeah.
Trying to make everybody think that you all righteous, but your mind is still cardinal.
Wow. Come on.
We done started all hot, right?
Come on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can't reach it. And some of you, even when you sit there on Shabbat, and instead of being free, and instead of having your feet in open places, you sit there embracing and waiting. He gonna cut. You know that spirit got to it. You know he gonna say it. You know he gonna say it. Let me tell y'all something. The real Israelites, if the word is hitting them, the real Israelites are more concerned about the word hitting them than they are hitting you. We all love each other, but we're literally in the business of saving ourselves. Literally in the business of saving ourselves. And you think that somebody's going to set up there? If you're getting reproved and rebuked and corrected, all of Israel is feeling it.
Come on.
They're feeling it for themselves first, but because you're so full of pride.
Oh,
you'd rather have that evil, Adamic nature of that old man to flourish and still manifest right in front of all of us, and you expect us to tolerate you in your mediocre, mundane sorriness.
Mm-hmm.
We ain't going to do it. Not going to make you feel comfortable in lawlessness. See what I'm talking about? See, it's real talk right here.
Yeah,
I expect, I just should have knocked the chat room way down on that one, though. And then, have I become your enemy?
Because I tell you the truth.
Let me tell you something.
If I become your enemy because I tell you the truth, what about if I withhold the truth from you?
Oh,
who's the real enemy?
Come on, please.
Who's the real enemy?
Wow.
Well, Pastor Dow, you ain't perfect. I ain't never said I was. I know one thing, I'm perfect in the state that I'm in right now, and I'm going on to perfection. What the hell you mean?
What, did not
the scripture say that Job was a man perfect and upright in his generation?
Yes.
Did he not say that?
Yes, sir.
And then we proceed to see 30 chapters of flaws. Get the Most High, y'all. You live in purple.
Yes.
30 chapters of flaws.
Wow.
So how do you reason and how do you reckon in your mind? How?
That's the good stuff right there. Boy, you putting out top shelf. They got some.
Anyway, y'all hear me though?
Yes, sir.
This is ridiculous, man. So you can't even talk to nobody today. But I know one thing. The ones that actually truly, they get the message, they hear it. You watch them transform. You watch them get better. And you watch them mature right in front of your very eyes. I can't tell you how many people. Now, I'm around my East every day, right? I can't tell you how many people like, that summer? If you listen to that summer right there from the summer 3 years ago, man, that's diamond flip on two total different people. Two total different people. And people are like, wow! Look at the maturity. The spiritual maturity. How old is she? It don't make no damn difference how old she is. You receive the engrafted word of Yah, which is able to save your soul. Then maybe your mind can get changed.
Yes.
And get transformed.
Yes.
And I tell her all the time, I tell all of them, all right, just because I mention your name or something, the saint going to come test you.
Oh.
As soon as you get a little vaccinated, he's going to come.
Wow.
He's coming.
Wow.
He's going to test that boast.
Wow.
Somebody got to be spiritual.
Yes, sir.
Somebody got to be spiritual.
Yes, sir.
So, anytime you know you're walking in a fence, and something you're falling short on, you don't want to hear it. What is that? What is that? Do we not all have a Ruach?
Yes, sir, sir.
Does not the Ruach tell us you need to pray?
Yes.
Does he not say that?
Yes, sir.
In other words, you need to talk to Abba.
Yes.
Talk to him.
Yes.
I was just talking to the brother in here, and I was telling him before the broadcast, I said, the one thing we can't, way back then, David always inquired of the Most High Yah. We don't inquire nobody. We try to lean to our own understanding. We try to always reason every damn thing out. And we're so reasoned, and we're so full of our damn stuff and our high, lofty, puffed up damn mind, we can't even fathom getting deliverance.
Oh, Jesus.
Because we think we can think ourselves out of this shit.
Oh, no.
We run from deliverance. I'll tell you the reason why you run from deliverance, because you're a spiritual coward.
Oh, Jesus.
That's the reason why you run from it, because you're so busy trying to protect the pride that is inside of you. You don't want everybody to think that you're just like all the other Israelites.
Come on.
You need a deliverer.
Yeah.
And damn it, sometimes you just have to stand and acknowledge the truth. That ain't going to deliver you because you still going to keep the same behavior.
Come on.
You're afraid that your little shield and armor of pride is going to be dinged. Ain't nobody looking at you as some special thing. Now, you special.
Yeah.
You are special.
Yep.
You a special kind of person.
Is it?
You know, y'all gonna miss me as a preacher when my days are gone, man.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Y'all gonna miss me.
Yes, sir.
You know what I mean?
Yes,
we open and pray and Father to raise up somebody else, but who came before me?
Ooh.
Think about who came before. Who came before Straightway? None but thieves and robbers.
Wow.
Charlatans.
Yes, sir.
This ministry makes men.
Yes.
Now, this ministry makes men.
Yes.
You better believe it. Oh, by the way, appreciate y'all labor of love, man.
Yes,
these brothers be working, man. they be getting it. They work. They pretty much done regulated me to put zip tape on. Damn, framed me and teach all we framed up the whole damn bottom floor. Now we just relegated to zip tape. I mean, they did let me nail a few nails in the wall or something like that, but now they move so fast. Glory to the King. Appreciate the labor of love. Thank you, Elder Kabir, for letting the Israelites come down here. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes, sir. Very beautiful. Awesome.
That, don't get me wrong. Just because everybody on straightway, that don't mean everybody on straightway is the cream of the crop. Because some of the people on straightway is pieces of shit. See, that's love. I'm just telling you the truth. I'm not painting no picture, not putting no illusion out there.
Yes,
they make excuses for their inadequacy.
Yes, sir.
I don't care how much of an example that I have strived over these decades to be an example and to remove all issues. It does not motivate them to pick their damn self up. All it does is make them to get even more lethargic, more excuse making, more offended. Yeah, like T said, like a damn adamant stone. That's why when I be out with the brothers, when I work with them, I try to grind their ass into the damn ground. I do. Make them tap out. Look at them looking. I'm serious. Now, the truth is, when I'm working, I don't even think about that. I'm just too busy working. You understand what I mean? Because my vision and focus, when I'm working, it ain't about me. It's about the kingdom.
Yeah.
So whenever I'm out laboring, I think about who I'm laboring for, which is the king.
Yes, sir. Yes.
See, if I was laboring for you, oh, shit, you can't blame me for showing up late. You can't blame me for dragging a job down if I'm working for you.
Yes, sir.
But I'm working for the king. That's a different motivation.
Yeah.
Wow. You know, that's a different thought, different vision, different sight. You understand what I mean? You got a different pep in your step.
Wow.
You don't show up for somebody, show up for the king.
Yeah.
See, I'm forever present, and when I go outside and I look up, I know he sees me.
Oh, yeah.
And even if I'm not outside, I still know he sees me.
Yeah.
Wow. See, again, what environment have you been reared in? Send some shout outs here to all the people that's giving out some Federal Reserve notes over here. Hallelujah. If I can find them all, hallelujah. All right, let me take it a little slow here. But we do appreciate each and every last one of your contributions here tonight. Like LSD Hebrew, Shabbat Shalom, Shep, blessing you. Your house and all of Israel, praise the Most High every day for a true shepherd that leads and guides the flock of Yah. See, all that's going to do is just make a man even more of a man and stronger still.
Yes,
I guarantee you. Y'all watch Geno Jennings. You know what he does? He's a sensationalist. All he does is just preach about basic stuff. And he gets out there and throw them Hollywood inflections of a voice and stuff and scream and shout. And y'all think he's saying something. He is very elementary. Extremely elementary. Extremely basic.
Yep.
He's still on the doctrines of baptism.
Yeah.
And laying on the land. That's where they at. We way on down the road.
Yes, sir.
And that's the reason why you see these people who pose themselves as something, they ain't nothing when their card get pulled.
Yeah.
Now the book teaches me, all you Geno Jennings fans out there, listen to this. He's a coward and he's running, right? So the wicked flee.
There you go.
When no man pursueth, but the righteous are as bold as a lion. And then all you out there, y'all got to go co-sign for him because he ain't got enough hair on his balls to speak for himself.
Shit.
Come on. What a damn shame that is.
Got no balls.
Got you women out there making videos for him. Got you effeminate men out there making videos for him. Can't he answer for his own damn self? It's real talk.
Yes, it is. Yep.
That's why when men first come to Israel, come to straightway, they think of like, first of all, it's strange to them.
Yep.
Because you come from a Christian environment, and man, they have duped you down to an unprecedented level, man. They have put you in a stupor.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden, you go, now, wait, you keep listening. You say, I'm going to go away. All of a sudden, the Holy Spirit nudges you and tugs you. You're right back. You listen more, and all of a sudden, you find out you got some testosterone.
Yes, come on. Yes,
well, I be damned. I'm a man. Let me read these scriptures again.
Yes,
let me look at these scriptures through the lenses of truth.
Yes,
oh, that's what it really says.
Come on.
Yes,
right there. Yes.
Come on. Yeah, that is what it really says when the blinders have been taken off your eyes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That is what it really says. But the only way y'all gonna be able to work a work in your day is a man gotta be able to declare it.
Come on. Yes.
And he end up getting you. And mind you, everything that's going on, I don't get no credit for you coming into y'all. I'm just doing my reasonable service. He is the one that chooses all of us.
Yes.
He said, you have not chosen me, but I have chosen you. How did he do that? He made a prescribed program.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's it.
I'm going to give you some pastors, some preachers, teachers. I'm going to give you all these people right here going to be helpers in your faith along the way. But he's the one that opens your understanding. All glory and all praise.
Hallelujah.
The Abba Father. This is his program.
Yes, sir.
We are just partakers of the benefit.
Yes,
sir. Does that make sense?
Yes, sir. Yes.
We're here to be immersed in this and be a partaker in this.
Yes, sir.
We get to feel a little bit of it, but he gets all the glory.
Yes.
We get to feel. Hey, we get to feel the beautifulness of real true love of knowing that we were counted worthy to be used of Yah.
Yes.
So that another Israelite, man or woman, could come through this.
Wow. Oh, wow.
That's why when you hear this voice, man, it's not a strange voice to you. Mm-hmm. Yahshua says, my sheep.
Yeah, come on.
They hear my voice. And a stranger's voice, they will not follow. You think you listen to Pastor. Yeah, you listen to Pastor Dow, but my sheep.
That's it.
They hear my voice.
Yeah.
How you know it's his voice? Because of the Holy Spirit that's down there.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Don't keep worrying about what you're going to say, and then I'm going to give you what to say.
Yes.
Now, you think about my speech the way I'm talking right now, and then go over there and look at that speech of Stephen.
Stephen.
Now, you tell me who's really walking in the Spirit.
Come on. Uh-oh.
No, see how this is?
Yes, sir.
Tell me who really walking in the Spirit. I'm going to tell you one thing. You may not believe I'm anointed. I wouldn't advise you to touch me, though.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't advise you to touch. Do it at your own risk. Play it at your own risk. Try it out. Touch me with your lips. Touch me anyway, say fast upon me, and we'll see. You got to worry about me. I ain't got to do shit. Not a damn thing.
Yeah.
What did y'all say? Touch not my anointing.
Come on.
That's the anointing.
Yeah.
And do my prophets. No, I promise I'm more anointed than any 50 preachers in America you can think of.
Yeah,
you can put all them together and can't even touch an ounce of the anointing I got.
True.
Boy, you saw I posted.
I sure am.
I posted in the region of Arkham. I boast in Tennessee. I'll boast all over this world.
Yeah.
But I make my boast in him.
Because
I know in whom I believe in.
Yeah.
And I know he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. Fool around and play around you want to.
Come on.
You're going to find yourself on the other side of a gulf. And it won't be paradise either.
Come on.
See, that's another thing we got to do. We got to start rebuking these damn people that's trying to, come on. Y'all remember Hananiah? Remember Jeremiah said, look here, Israel. You've been rebellious. You've been lawless. You've just been acting crazy. Y'all going to give you many, many chances. So I'm going to tell you, I am a prophet of y'all. So I'm going to tell you what you need to do. You need to submit to the Babylonians when they come. Now, that sounds sacrilegious.
Yep.
But he's telling them exactly what you need to do. If you want an easy transition, you are going into captivity.
Right.
You ain't going to. And then Hananiah, with his lying ass, turn around and break the stocks off. Jeremiah said, look, I am a prophet of Yah. Jeremiah said, he lying to y'all.
Yeah.
He making you trust in a vain business. Don't listen to him.
Mm-hmm.
And so you got one person over here calling this person a lie. He got another one calling this person a lie. Somebody right, somebody wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And the only way we're going to figure out and see, you're going to let time play it out. And most of you, like Israel always is, on the wrong side of history. We always on the wrong side of history. There ain't nothing but a few of us that get it.
Yes, sir.
Just a few.
Mm-hmm.
How am I supposed to talk as a man of Yah? Am I supposed to be up here speaking to please you? Am I supposed to be up here speaking in such a manner way that I'm trying to talk and I have to step on eggshells to make sure I don't offend your delicate ears?
No, sir.
If I did that, man, I'll be a prostitute. I'll be committing whoredoms in the house of Yah. Because I'll be trying to gain you through ill-begotten means.
Uh-huh.
To myself and not to him.
That's it.
And I ain't doing that.
That's it.
Glory to Jesus.
Hallelujah.
See, one day we'll get it. I don't know. We'll get it. We'll get it. But it's good love right here.
Yes, indeed.
It's good love right here. And I don't care how many times we hear it. You'll get people, oh, hallelujah, Pastor. Oh, you're telling the truth, Pastor. Oh, hallelujah, Pastor. Oh, and then when it's time for you to work out life, all of a sudden you're rebellious. Full of witchcraft. Pastor, I thought we were doing good this week. Nobody said you wasn't doing good. Nobody wasn't saying you wasn't doing good. You still here?
Yes, there you go.
This
there
God's in the mercy still got
yeah.
there.
Yeah. Enter into mercy. Come on.
Yeah. Whoever told us that righteousness is wrong preaching. You understand what I mean? You preaching righteous, you teaching righteousness, and if people get offended because, again, their minds is not, the constitution of their minds not set that way. Answer the neighbors, man. Because of his mercies, we are not consumed.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Yeah.
Thank you, Pastor Don, for the truth straight way. Robert Webb, thank you, Webb. Carla Pastor, she always there. Pastor Don, tell the truth. Thank you, brother, for helping us. Sister Zaza, I know you there. My number one fan. No, for real, she's always been my number one fan. That woman be watching everything. She my number one fan, boy. She, I guarantee you, she prays for me. Chris Hancock, thank you, my brother, for your offering there. Get this out of, let's get all this out of the way before we get started. No, we just getting warmed up. We ain't started yet. Pastor Murray, Straightway Ghost. Thank y'all, Straightway Ghost, for your offering. Bless your pastor. Bless your Pastor Rufus, Pastor Corey, all y'all shepherds out there. They have to labor in this rebellious flock of Yah. See, the best thing you do is that. Hallelujah. It could start your deliverance right there. I mean, you are still destroying the temple of God. But temple of Yah, how many of y'all still destroying it in some kind of way, shape, or form? You say that you don't fear no man. You sure you don't test that boast with me? You say you don't fear no man. Okay, so you don't fear any man. How is it that the things you do in secret, you won't do it in front of man in open?
Wow.
And the fear of man brings a snack. Let me go ahead and change the station, man. Let me do him. Bow! 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 Anyway. Y'all can't tell I'm anointed to do this?
Yes, sir.
Come on. You can't tell I'm anointed to it. I can do this in my sleep.
I
can go anywhere. I don't have to study nothing. Just start standing up and talking. And out comes the word. Y'all will give us what we need. Hallelujah. And listen, I'm going to say what Paul says. Follow me as I follow Messiah. You know why? Because you'll be in a good way.
Yes, sir.
Whatever you learn from me, teach it.
Yes.
And when you go out there and teach it, don't say, Pastor Dow said, don't come in my name, come in his name.
Yes.
Come in his name. Is that all right?
Yes, sir.
All right. Anton. Brother Anton, Barry White. I know who you are, brother. Remember that brother at orientation? Honey, dang. I'll be there for you. That's what a man is supposed to do. And I'll be there for you all the time. Let your hand down. Boy, everybody, go ahead, my brother. It's good hearing from you. It's real. He said, man, he says, true, full lips endure forever, but a lying tongue is but for a moment. Man, come on, brother. So I appreciate all y'all here, sir. I truly do. I'm glad that y'all was able to weather that storm. But there's always peace in the midst of the storm.
Yeah,
be still and know he's y'all.
Yeah.
But I'm still out them damn spirits, though, and you make no mistake about it. I'm always going to get them brothers. But when y'all put it to people, hey, listen, y'all, there is stuff that is righteously being said. That there's something in you that hates it. And you, and as long as you're in agreement with that hatred, you will never be transformed. You will never change. You will never have your mind renewed. You have got to break that agreement.
Yeah.
And you've got to agree with the word.
Yes.
In order to be delivered from that bondage,
serious bondage.
And then you break the chains of that damn demon. Y'all get it, right?
Yes, sir.
You break that agreement with the demon, oh, it's game over then.
Yes,
game, now you can start walking in newness of life.
Yes.
And you recognize that, boy, oh, wait a minute. So you don't want to be protecting me to be miserable.
Oh, wow.
All this time.
Yeah.
I've been sitting there getting mad, and a man has been trying to tell me right, but I've been agreeing with you. No wonder my life is in the shackles.
Wow.
No wonder I'm turned upside down.
Come
on, Brother Mike the drummer. Hey, Brother Mike, I'll see you at Passover. I'll see you at Passover, okay? He says, this is good. Bless you, Pastor. Double honor to you. And thank you for the lesson. When you come for Passover, don't you jump your ass on them drums. You just show up.
Yes. Good work.
Be glad to be in the number.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We're passed out. Well, I can't eat. Here we go again. Oh, boy. Well, glory to the King.
Glory.
So, my faithful brother Israel, man. Bless you, Elder Chris up there in Kentucky. Elder Mitchell, Kentucky. Bless y'all, man. Elder Sonny, all y'all. Teacher Greg, Pastor Rufus, man. Bless all of y'all, man. I tell you what. You know what's the greatest thing to me concerning y'all's speech? Is that a lot of these eyes that I didn't see throughout the year. You know what I mean? Because all of us in here, we see each other pretty much almost on a regular. Outside the feast, we see y'all at least up there at the leadership meeting. You know what I mean? So y'all, how y'all like preparing for that? It's hell, isn't it?
It's a lot of service.
It's a lot of service, huh? Not a lot of you say, I'm going to go back to work, huh? I'd rather go back to work and do this, huh? This is a lot right here, boy. Everybody's way out, don't they? They keep going, because you have to accommodate them. You got to be a lover of hospitality. It's a lot. Isn't it a lot?
Yes, sir.
Y'all want to trade places, and we will go up there and serve the leadership meeting all straightway here in Wisconsin. Y'all take the peace aid. And Ryan said, you shout out to all of you laborers of love. I see you. I see you up early in the morning. I see you hooking up your trucks. You're using your own gas. And we do trash runs sometimes two times a day, man. I sit up there and look at, we got two dump trailers. One of them 16 foot, the other one 14 foot, and that thing go full to the brim. Man, I've been making county landfills glad to hear you come and see, man. They see the oil, it ain't coming in. Who would ever thought we have that kind of trash though, man? So, hey, let me all, hey, listen. Before I go on here, I need all you leaders in Israel to listen to me. So, Mother Carol, she planned for so many people to be here at the feast because we see the numbers. Everybody got that. If y'all got that, type in one. We must got a 50-second delay on this because ain't nobody saying nothing. This is not going to end. Bless you, Dixon Samuels. So, when she plans for so many people in numbers to come to the feast, that means whenever we open the dining hall for breakfast and for dinner, we're planning for so many people to come through the line. I understand when you come through the feast that you bring that, whatever your soul lusts after. I get it. Because I make my little rounds and get me a chicken bone here, a steak here. Stuff be bought to my house, to the refrigerator. My Easter's be looking at me. We can't take no more food. I say, why are you talking to me? Y'all don't want to eat it all. y'all eat more than I do. You get it. You can ask them. They do. And so anyway, I'm like, hey, listen, all we need to do is y'all need to try to hone in. Help us to hone in during the feast, okay? Then if you're not going to eat at the dining hall, let us know so we'll know how to scale back so we won't have to keep serving so many leftovers. And then we don't want to waste, if you understand what I mean.
Yes.
If you're going to show up, you're going to cook 4 or 5 days, he ain't going to come down all, please let us know. So that way we can crib our grocery bill. Did I just say something wrong?
No.
Sorry. I know Mother Carol appreciates it. You know what I mean? That's a lot of food, man. So just let us know if you're not going to eat. I know, I realize sometimes you may think that you're going to eat that night or that day. You may change your mind. We get it. We're just asking for a little help so we don't have any waste. Now, we're going to build a few more porta-potties, but not only that, I'm going to get more porta-potties for next feast, especially Tabernacle. Good God mercy. Logistically, I look at how in the world did Moses do it? Moses, he has all my honor and respect, because I'm telling you, that's one man I'm definitely looking for when I get to the kingdom. I will take Moses. Moses, I'm just going to hug you, man. I'm just going to hug you. I'm going to hug you. But you got to wait in line because I got to get to the king first.
There you go.
Got to get to the king first.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Then after that, I'm going to sit down. I want to hear the stories. And you know what's crazy about all that, though? We, you know how we're talking on this side like that about them, right?
Yeah. Come on,
y'all know that they're going to be wanting to talk to us.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Can you imagine Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and Moses?
Wow.
Samuel.
Wow.
David.
Wow.
Woo. Can y'all imagine all these people?
Come on.
Hezekiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, Amos, Zephaniah. Can you imagine all them was in there? Wait a minute. You stand up and talk and tell us how was it.
Oh, come on.
How was it to be able to have y'all spirit living in his
house?
He ain't never cast out no devils. How was it? He never healed no sick. How was it?
Come on. Wow.
Talk to us.
Wow.
Let us know how. I know we're in the glory of the king. We want to hear your story. We want to hear their story. They want to hear our story.
Oh, wow.
For real. They're literally going to want to hear our story. How did you do
do it. We're marveling at all their exploits, and they have some mighty exploits.
Yeah.
But they're marveling at ours.
Wow. Wow.
How did y'all do it in captivity? No tabernacle. Mm. No priesthood.
Oh, wow.
How? We know all things are possible with y'all, but we just want to hear it from you.
Oh, wow.
Tell us your experience.
Man, what a joyous time we're going to be in the kingdom.
Yeah.
Oh, oh,
what a joyous time we're going to be in the kingdom. And people ask me, well, how you come up with that? I'm going to tell you what, read the book.
There you go. Come on. There you go.
I can't tell you how many times when I talk, people think I'm making up fairy tales and lies and all kind of other stuff. It sounds ridiculous. I know when I talk, it sounds unbelievable. I'm going to tell you what, I won't lie to you. As strange as they may sound, I won't lie to you. I know sometimes it's hard to, I'm telling you, I ain't gonna lie to you. What a beautiful day that's gonna be.
Yes, sir.
Hmm? And then guess who's gonna be leading the procession in praise? We are.
Come on.
Because we have his Holy Spirit in us.
Yes,
now, they're going to be transformed, take just like us. All glorified bodies and stuff. But, man, when they see us get down. When they see us come, they're going to go, boy. Brothers, they had something different than what we had.
Wow.
I'm telling you, they had something different, man. And they still got it.
Yes. Wow.
It's going to be a beautiful thing because we all going to be in the kingdom.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Tell me, make me a doorkeeper in the house of God. That's what David said, right?
Yeah,
I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of God. I know, listen, I'll open the door and be happy.
Yeah.
I'll be the valet service.
Yeah.
While we're coming to the kingdom.
Yeah.
Where is the humility today? Anyway, one day Brother Israel going to get this video going. So anyway. So. Brother Israel, all right, we'll go ahead and get started with the topic, but before we get the topic going tonight, we're going to go ahead and take a ministry break to give you some information to where you can acquire a lot of knowledge, a lot of products, whatever he has to offer. So let's go ahead and go to a ministry break here, and then we're going to come back and get to the reason why we're here tonight. Somebody say, well, I just thought we just got finished. What we doing now? Just stick around.
Yes, sir.
Go tell somebody. Go tell one of your wicked family members to get on over here.
Come on, brother.
Give it to us.
Join Israel with Pastor Don to get all the unfiltered truth.
Thank you. sure if you're tuning to the Shabbat Mitzvah.
Your body and your soul. Your body and your soul.
And when you reach out your word, you reach toward
the righteous way, the Lord.
The righteous way, the Lord.
You made a weak that thing is strong.
You were like
in the spirit of the Messiah. The spirit of the Messiah.
Oh, yeah.
On Shabbat, and
If y'all want to come and visit, come on and visit. But you need to first contact Airborne Ranger. You need to contact Brother Gideon. And he'll let you know. I expect all you people within 4 hours or 5 hours of that place, I expect all y'all to be there. So we can have a Shabbat service, a personal Shabbat service. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to the King.
Amen.
So I'll be in North Carolina, Fayetteville, North Carolina. It's just maybe on the outside of the corners of it. Next week, next Shabbat. All right? Looking forward to seeing you and you there. If you want information on how to get in contact with Brother Gideon, you call the dining hall, you leave a message. Leave it with Pastor Dow. Elder Doug is swamped. Leave the message with Pastor Dow. I'll have somebody to contact you and give you the information provided that you pass the litmus test.
Hallelujah.
That's fair. They can't get a hold of that. Anyway, Israel, hey, I appreciate each and every last one of you. So, what we got going on today, and everybody knows that it's amazing how they spin these stories. So Hamas attacked Israel. Y'all get that, right? But they're never going to mention you how Israel been raising hell against Hamas from the very damn beginning, even this year. Been killing folks all over the damn place, right? They're just retaliating with what they have. Nevertheless, and this is being fair and balanced. I know a lot of people think you are anti-Israel. How can I be anti-Israel when we're Israel?
There you go. Come on. There you go.
That's what tears me up. You understand what I mean?
Yes, sir. Yes.
How can I be anti, now anti-Semitic?
Yes.
Because, but I'm not anti-Shemitic.
Come on.
That makes sense?
Yes, sir.
And I know that those people that are occupying that land are part of the prophecy that Yahshua had told us.
Yep.
Over in Luke 21.
Yep.
And Jerusalem.
Yep.
Will be trodden down of the Gentiles until the time of the Gentiles be fulfilled. That's who the Ashkenazis are. Matter of fact, let's go over to Bereshit chapter 10 real quick. And let's go ahead and prove this to y'all. All y'all non-scripture reading people, some of y'all put blinders on and don't know. Teach. Let's go to Genesis chapter 10, verse 2 and 3. We're going to show y'all something, all right? Now, somebody tell me that those occupiers and those settlers in that land over there, tell me that they're not Ashkenazis. Tell me that. Come on.
They are.
Come on. Come and talk to me. I really want to meet you. I really want to hear what you have to say. Whoa! Come and talk to me. You got to worry about it. Everybody else don't know what the hell that is. They don't know what that is. They think fast come up with a new song. A lot of people are like, what the hell he's singing today? Everybody always know I got a song. You know what I mean?
Come on.
Come on with it. Teach three.
The sons of Japheth.
The sons of who?
Japheth.
The sons of who?
Japheth.
Come on.
Come on.
Oh! Didn't we read about Gomer over in the prophecies of the end time? According to what Daniel and all them said, man. Oh, Gomer. Oh, and who else?
And Magog.
Magog. Woo! Boy, man. These are the sons of who?
Japheth.
Come on.
And Madai.
Madai.
And Javan.
Javan? You mean the Greek? Javan is the Greek. Ooh-wee. Remember they talk about Meshach and who's next? Tubal.
Tubal.
Read on.
And Meshach.
Come on.
And Barak.
Now, these are the sons of?
Japheth.
Japheth. Read on.
And the sons of Gomer.
The sons of who?
Gomer.
Which descended from?
Japheth.
Japheth. Is that right? What's the first one in that?
Ashkenaz.
Ashkenaz. Who?
Ashkenaz.
Who's in the land right now?
Ashkenaz.
Who's in the land right now?
Ashkenaz.
Read on, teach.
And Riphath and Togarmah.
Come on.
And the sons of Javan?
The Greek.
Elijah.
Come on. Elijah.
Elisha.
Elisha.
And Tarshish.
Uh-huh.
Chittim.
Uh-huh.
And Dodanim.
Seems like all of them occupied that whole little area up there. Mm-hmm. In the Caspian Sea. Come on.
By thee.
Most y'all don't know about that, do you? I told you, I got my son, this coyote, he's falling in myself for real. That little boy lodges every song he hears. And you all of a sudden, he'll just break out in the middle of nowhere with a praise song or a song that he heard. Man, he'll just break out with it.
That's true.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah.
Does he train them up the way they should go when they get old and embark on faith, right?
Yes, sir.
But he says, look at this. By these were the isles of the what?
By these were the isles of the Gentiles.
These were the isles of the Goyims. Come on.
Divided in their land.
Come on.
Everyone after his tongue.
And
after their family.
And
in their nation.
All right. See, I'm not deceived like everybody else. Everybody, there's a lot of folks that deceive, thinking that Israel, or, you know, today you can set up it with all this intermingling and mixing and all this other stuff. They think that, okay, only Israel, only black folks. No. Or only Israel is only white folks. No. I'm going to tell you who Israel is.
Come on.
The ones who y'all give his Holy Spirit.
Yes.
To. Because God gets to pick and choose.
Yes.
Not me, not you, not no damn body else.
Yes, sir.
Look, we've been scattered throughout this damn diaspora. This world. But I remember the prophecy of Isaiah, Israel shall not wax pale. That means they're not going to all be pale. But what does Christianity and the world got you believe? No pale face!
Yeah. Wow.
I ain't stupid. I'm with Peter. What? How can we deny these? They receive the Holy Spirit the way
they go.
What the hell are you going to do with that? Oh, yeah, and in the end, all Israel are going to be saved. So,
yeah.
Guess what? Kick against the priest you want to. It ain't that damn hard.
Nope.
It's just that I have to exalt a little bit of melanated skin because we've been so diminished for so damn long.
Yeah. Wow. Wow.
Come to find out, the people that's telling y'all, all of them, the deceitful lies, they don't want that shit.
Come on.
So who's occupying the land? Ashkenazis.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, we agree on that, right?
Yes, sir.
So, watch this. Brother Israel, go ahead and cue up Colin Noah, and that ain't his real name. That Colin Noah is a name that has a meaning to it. That's not his real name. All right? Colin Noah means something, and I ain't going to tell you either. I'm going to give you some homework. Just do some homework. All right? The man's an attorney. He know what the hell he's doing. He's not going to sit there and give you his real name. He got an alias. People think his name is Colin. No, it. Well, Carol, make sure I get my potassium tonight. Keeping his high blood pressure down. I'm not tired of the stupidity of this generation as much as I talk. How long must I suffer you? Now watch everybody Googling right up, Colin Noah. Colin Noah. So I mean, but you'd have never done it unless I brought attention to it.
Yes, sir.
That's true. And I don't mind that as long as you do it.
Yes.
But you're going to sit up and, that's the problem.
Come on. Yes. There we go.
That's the issue. All right, Michael Israel, come on with it, man. Let him play. Watch it. Listen real quick.
Government goes above and beyond to try to make their citizens feel and be safe, except in one way, the right to keep and bear arms. You see, Israel doesn't have a Second Amendment, and they are very restrictive when it comes to citizens owning and carrying guns, so much so that the percentage of citizens who actually own guns is about 2%, where in the U.S., it's about 30%. Now, I can hear all of the anti-gun people saying, oh, so you just want all the people and the citizens to have guns. Well, yes, and guess what? Security Minister, who just tweeted this. Today, I directed the Firearm Licensing Division to go on an emergency operation in order to allow as many citizens as possible to arm themselves. So any American watching what's happening right now in Israel who thinks we should be banning guns, let what's happening in Israel right now be an example to you. When the shit truly hits the fan, the only person you're going to be able to depend on or rely on to actually be safe is you. The Israeli government...
Stop for a second. Y'all get that, right?
Yes, sir.
They have 2% of the population only has the right to carry firearms, and all that. They didn't go into great detail, but only one firearm that they can have. And it may be with you or may not be with you. Now, the people that are in the Israel, I'm going to tell you how much I know, man, since I got a little bit of experience. Ranger, verify this for me, Ranger. All right? Frogman, verify this for me. So, a lot of times, if you ever go to the land of Israel, you'll see a bunch of soldiers carrying around a bunch of weapons, but they ain't got no ammo with it. You got a bunch of weapons, though.
Wow.
You know why? Because they're charged to keep that weapon with them at all times. So that makes you think, as an illusion, that'll make you think that there's armed citizenry in Israel, but it's not.
Wow.
They'll be chiming in here in a minute. All right? So, 2%. And he said, now this is appalling to me. As much, only 30% of Americans believe in the right to be able to defend yourself and carry on? Now watch this. I'm going at a different angle than what you hear. So, 2% of Israeli citizens, 2%, they are licensed to carry firearms. Because before you get your license, you got to get a doctor verification. You got to be signed off by somebody, the damn judge or the Congress. You got to jump through some damn hoops like a hamster. You got to literally be on the Ferris wheel in order to get a damn firearm there. Just the other day, I went to the gun store and bought 3 firearms, just like that.
Yeah.
Walked right out with 3 of them. Y'all getting this right?
Yes, sir.
So watch this. They restrict. I'm going to say something. If y'all listening, type in 7.
Sir.
I'm going to try to put a defibrillator on all our minds. I'm going to wait for these 7s to come up, too. Because y'all need to hear this. Y'all need to do this. Type it in. All right, so over in Israel, they got all this population, right? And they are extremely restrictive as far as carrying firearms. But when the Hamas cast, the attack, now guess what? The government opens up the floodgates. Let all the Israelis go train. Let them all have firearms. Here, y'all have firearms. We give you all the bullets you need. Guess what? There's no more shortage of bullets or any of that. Same thing in Ukraine. You couldn't even carry a damn firearm. War break out. Here. Here's an AK. Here's plenty of 7.62. Take it. But why the hell so-called civilization? Oh, you people. You don't think that they're going to, y'all, people, here's one. You don't think people are going to go out and be vigilantes, do you? Most people don't even know what the hell that means. That means people taking the law in their own hands. That's what vigilantes mean. I'm like, how they come up with these damn chaotic arguments? The law of nature tells us we have the right. Ranger said they carry ammo, just not loaded. What the hell good is ammo if it ain't loaded? You understand what I mean?
Yes,
but the law of nature tells us we have a right to protect ourselves.
Yes.
So guess what? Now all of the Israelis are on the range training. All of them are armed now because of the attack of the Hamas or the threat of Hamas. You get it? Watch this. I'm going to tell y'all something that many of y'all ain't never thought about. Y'all ready for this?
Yes, sir.
we're sitting over here in America, and in the South at least, I remember as a little boy, how many of y'all remember as a little boy, you seen shotguns and rifles in the back of pickup trucks? Before all that, little children used to go to school with 410s, 22s. They were going to go squirrel hunt, rabbit hunt. They were put the guns on outside on the classrooms. As soon as the class was over, they would run and grab them. Little boys. I know y'all far harder than that. That's a whole different America than what y'all used to. I kid you not. Am I telling the truth, teach? You better care. You could have literally have a rifle and ammo with you. And nobody said nothing.
Wow.
Now these boogers make a big ass shindig about you and everybody else carrying weapons and stuff. You know what? But no, hey, you never hear a report in the mainstream news media when somebody who has been trained, armed, and know how to defend themselves and the weak, when they end up eliminating the threat. They glad that you showed up.
Yeah.
Y'all hear me? They glad that you showed up. Because otherwise, it'd been their ass pushing up daisies in a damn cemetery. Mental gymnastics. I remember years ago, this had nothing to do with a weapon. I remember this, again, a morbidly obese woman. Must be traumatic with Pastor Bowden, you know. Y'all remember the story I told about Cracker Barrel? Remember? Big woman. Man, I was sitting, me and Mother Carol sitting in Cracker Barrel. I didn't even know we didn't have no money on us at the time. And we had very little in the account at the time. Mother Carol comes running around the corner. Honey, 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 woman's coming. She's dying, she's dying, she's dying. I jump up, I run around. Sure enough, look at this woman, morbidly obese woman. You know what she's choking on? A piece of candy. You know who's standing right next to her while she's dying? Two nurses.
Wow.
Their laws forbid them to touch somebody choking to death and dying.
Wow.
So I jumped over behind the woman. I started here. I can't feel shit. So I took my hand and reached up on her damn breast and her shirt, and I found where I need to. Ooh, thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. So I'm trying to get up and get out, right? Here comes the manager. He's sitting up there watching choke and die.
Wow.
Two nurses are sitting there watching choke and die because they don't want to lose their profession or whatever. He comes around with a glass watch. I said, don't give her that. Oh, is she good? I said, don't give her that. Wait till the ambulance comes. She don't need that. You know what he did, right?
Yeah,
gave her the water. Guess what she did? Guess what he started doing again? Choking again.
Wow.
Choking down again. I'm like, I'm back over here doing the same damn thing again. No. I'm proud to be an American. Well, at least I know I'm free. I guess because I'm a veteran, I'm not restricted by laws. You know, there's a such thing as a law of nature where you would do good.
Yes.
You'll preserve life.
Yes.
You know, you'll try to do it because it's just simple. He ain't you to do it.
Yes, sir.
And I get the damn thing sideways to where she can breathe again. By this time, the ambulance is coming up, paramedics coming up. I said, man, forget this. I'm going there and sit down. The next thing you know, here comes the manager. They trying to shower me and Carol. I mean, you can only eat so much damn food, right?
Yeah.
They gave us a free meal. A free meal at Cracker Barrel. I should have ordered every damn thing on the menu. Took one bite. Bah! Threw it all away. I should have ordered every damn thing. You know what I mean? Mother Carol, come here for a second, Mother Carol. Verifiable, right? It sounds like make-believe. I know it does.
It does. I think it does, but I believe.
Hey, I did that. I actually saved a state trooper one time, too. No, girl, am I telling the truth?
Yes, sir.
Verbatim. Am I lying?
No, sir.
Am I Aunt Jelly?
No, sir.
And that woman is alive today based on her reaction coming to me and then me going over there doing what I learned to do, implementing, putting it in action. But what's disturbing is, so you mean to tell me, I understand you got to live, but you, what good is a damn profession when you can't even respond or react when somebody's life is in danger? That's what got me more than anything. They paralyzed. Yeah, I wish I could have took you. Matter of fact, Summer, come here, Summer. Thank you, baby. Watch this one. So y'all can hear it. Verifiable. I ain't even gonna add nothing to this one. I'm gonna let y'all get this is you can't get no more concrete than this. Sounds crazy, don't it? Don't worry about we ain't to the gun bank. So you remember in Lebanon? Remember that little white girl used to serve us before they fired her.
Right.
And remember we went in there to Cracker Barrel one day? And then she said, I remember you because you what?
That's not where you save the person.
Not that one.
Yeah.
She used to work over at that one.
I don't remember what she said. Yeah.
So she worked over at the Cracker Barrel while I saved this woman. Now she's working over the one in Lebanon.
Yes.
She was working at the one in Gallatin. Now she worked at the one in Lebanon. And she said, I remember you.
And she told that story about the person that was choking and you saved her. Yes.
See what I'm talking about? See what I'm talking about?
Now, nobody wanted to touch the lady, but you did. And then she started choking again, and they had to go get you again to save her twice.
So, you see what I'm saying? This is my young East right here, and she's hearing all these stories. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Then we go back to Crackware, and next thing you know, we found out a couple of years later, she's fired.
Right.
We're like, what the hell? Y'all was all the damn good ones. I don't remember what she got fired for.
I think it was something with the alcohol.
Cracker Barrel started serving alcohol.
Yeah.
She got in a car with somebody or some shit like that. Somebody came in to check to see, you know what I mean.
Wow.
Anyway. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Well, I'm telling the truth, man. I know it sounds great, but I'm telling y'all, man, maybe it's the way I talk. Do I sound like Martin Lawrence? I'm telling y'all, I do not lie to y'all. As crazy as it sounds, I do not lie to y'all at all. But man, so, can y'all imagine what's getting ready to take place here in America? They only had 2%, we got 30% of the people.
Right.
Now, America is well armed. Now, think about this, 30% of a nation is an army. Only one problem, though. You can't beat no army without leadership.
Yes,
you got to have trained leadership because everybody can't just be running around carte blanche, shooting the shit out of every damn thing and move. You got to have discipline and order.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I mean? So if somebody come over in America, you know, we're about passing out guns because we got enough guns to pass out amongst our own damn selves. The average America in the South, the average American in the South owns 10 guns. The average American in the South, up North, I don't know what the hell wrong with y'all. West, we understand Hollywood got y'all. That's why y'all like flying these flags with different colors and all kind of other stuff. You know, the Rainbow Push Coalition. Rainbow Push Coalition. They're wicked people, boy. Y'all getting this, right? So, we're literally, in this country, in a majority, but not the minority. They're trying to flip the damn script, right? So, when you look at King David, did y'all know time that King David actually fought for the Philistines? Okay, good. We ain't got to go over that, so we're good. Y'all got that, right? Did y'all know there was a time that David wanted to kill Nabal? Go to 1 Samuel chapter 25, verse 21. Now, I need to listen to this. And while we're getting that, McNabb, you get Genesis 14, 14. We're going to go way back to the father of faith, all right? Y'all listen to me real close. So the father of faith, his name was Abraham. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
It was Abram, then he got his name changed to Abraham, right?
Yes, sir.
All right? Look what it said in Genesis 14, 14. Read, brother, now. Listen.
And when Abram heard that his brother was taken captive.
His what was taken captive?
His brother.
See, this is my brother.
Yes,
this is my brother. This is my brother. This is my brother. This is my brother. All y'all, my brother. When he heard they were taken captive, what did Abram do?
He armed his trained servant.
That's what we need to stop. Right there. Here's a key point right here, which most of you sorry-ass so-called Israelites don't want to do today. The book says that Abraham armed his train. We got all kind of train out here available for everybody. Now, mind you, listen, I understand that some of you are soft in nature. You can't take correction rebuke because you're going to get admonished. You're going to get rebuked.
Yes.
Your ass may be low crawling through the damn mud. You may be doing calisthenics until you puke. You may be doing push-ups until you get down, and who knows what until at least straightway is an inch lower. None of that discipline is personal. It's just to try to get you to activate your mind to think. And most of you don't even want to. You can't even, you're so proudful, you can't even go back there to be learned, to be trained. If you're training somebody, do you think we just going to say, okay, you pick up the gun, you put the ammo in the magazine, and then you load it, then you charge the handle, then you point to the target, then you shoot. There you go. You think that's where it's supposed to be?
No sound.
That's why many of you pussies don't show up.
Because
you ain't no damn man. You can't even be admonished and corrected by a man. Any trainer that is out there that is willing to risk their life training your untrained ass, they're there because of the love of Israel. Because some of you damn people are uncouth as hell. You undisciplined. You sit down, flag a damn stuff. You fortune them, put a bullet to your damn head.
Yes.
That's real. Yes. Paul passed out, I saw the shift. I saw the change in your spirit. You damn skipper, you better see a shift. And a change in our damn spirit.
Amen.
So this shit is serious.
Yes.
And what the hell are you going to do if it ever comes a time when you have to defend your own homestead? And you ain't got a damn skill except to pick up the damn phone that's been disconnected and call 911 and they ain't coming. Give me some excuses now. Give me some. How we doing? Everybody all right?
Good, sir.
We got these warriors, man, that's willing to give y'all what they literally had to go through hell and high water to learn. They giving it to y'all for free. And you're going to sit up there and damn balk and kick. And you know, I get y'all civilians. And I don't mean that in a negative way, but I get a lot of y'all civilians. A lot of y'all civilians, oh, you love to look the part. But you don't want to be about it. You don't. You're pussies. Mm-hmm. Let me put it. You're pussycats.
There we go.
Is that better? You're pussycats. We'll be politically correct. Y'all get it, all right?
Yes, sir.
I
talking to these brothers today. Remember, we was up on the phone. I was like, I'm like, damn, man, all this work y'all doing, we all 5 times drained. Not 2 months. Then y'all can't go working your ass off. I said, don't worry about it, man. We'll make sure we take care of y'all.
Hallelujah.
I'm going to get some good training in, man.
Hallelujah.
Get some good training in before y'all depart from up out of here. Y'all be really confident. Huh? At least put 3 rounds in the damn center of the damn forehead. You follow me? For real, we talking about real shit, too. Brother Gibbs said, top flight. You got that right. And it's appalling. I'm sorry, man. I get upset at this stuff. You understand what I mean? Because I remember what Ranger said. Ranger came here and said, I'm going to take all this off you. This area, I'm taking it all off you. I was like, oh, hallelujah. Glory to the King. And all they want is just for y'all to just get better. Don't go out there and act like you damn Butch Cassidy and the Sundance damn kid and you don't know shit.
Hallelujah.
Come out there like you don't know shit. Learn something so you can be something.
Yeah.
And then we get to the point, Ranger, and Frogman will say, okay, good, I ain't got nothing else for you. I can't train you no more in this area. You got it. My son, brother Brick, man, one of the most strapped gunmen we got.
Hallelujah.
That man, he is on point. Fast, agile, strong as a damn bull, and accurate. Literally accurate. You don't think I'm proud if a father called him my son? Shit, man, shut up. Man, the hell with y'all.
Come on, Pat.
I'll take him over 10 of y'all sour asses. Y'all get what I'm saying, right? You have an opportunity of a lifetime. It said, it clearly said that Abraham, he did what?
Armed. He's trained, sir.
Trained. That means they must have had an arms room or something. I don't know what that, but I know one thing. When it came time to go to war, he put the weapons in their hand. Let's go. So guess what? He said train service. So how many of y'all bought Abraham, but you ain't trained?
Mm-hmm.
How many of you are part Abraham, but you ain't trained? If we gave an order in the field, you can't even obey because you don't even know what the hell an order is. Because you walk out your own damn sorry-ass mandate. Can't nobody tell you nothing. You are sorry today, you're sorry today, you'll be sorry tomorrow. And Abraham armed his
train, sir.
Read on, bro.
Born in his house.
Born in his house. Come on.
His own house. 318. And pursued them unto Dan.
Y'all see what the most of y'all trying to get us to before the end time comes?
Yes.
No, but he's going to transform us and put us into the wilderness, sir. Until then, we better get our damn act together.
Yes, sir.
We don't have to go out and start shit. Live a quiet, peaceful life.
Yes.
But your ass be, you better be armed, you better be trained.
Yes, sir.
Yes. Well, I'm telling you, y'all waiting for y'all, okay, suppose the Gentiles decide you got some damn snaggletooth redneck up here, and he got a colony, and they hate niggas, Negroes. Most of y'all all offended by the word nigger. I ain't. I understand the word nigger. I understand the word nigger, Niger, nigger. I get it. They done turned around and reversed it on you. You think it's a negative connotation because they say it. But you don't know shit. You're stupid as shit. You don't know etymology or nothing. They're actually celebrating you. You don't know it. They just stupid as hell.
Right.
So anyway, and then the next thing you know, they're going to get a car. They're going to come out and attack your ass. And you all offended, but hurt. Father, please. If you have an angel of God that's got to understand it, bring him down here and help us because we're in a bad way. We're in a serious bad way. So we can sit up here and arm you, train you, help you defend your personage, and more important, you know what's more important than anything? Because we as men, we're protectors. The land, the women, the children.
Yes.
the substance,
yes,
the value,
yes,
all of this.
Yep. Yep.
And you don't think it's enough. So let me see. You can catch a damn bullet on the street, but that's something to die for. You may have a freak accident on damn football field and die for that, but it's something to die for. You can go to another damn country where somebody ain't never called you an enemy and die for, but there ain't nothing worth to die for. But you can't be willing to die for Israel. Man, you out of your damn mind.
Hallelujah.
What is that?
Come on. Come on.
See, it's a mindset. We are,
yeah.
It's in a wrong matter. Abraham Alvin's trained servant. What we had to teach?
1 Samuel 25.
Read on.
21.
1 Samuel 25:21. David wanted to kill Nabal. Let's see why. Come on.
So David has said, surely in vain have I kept all that this fellow has in the wilderness.
Yeah, you understand that, right? Because David was in exile. They're roaming around and stuff. And they're actually protecting and shielding Nabal shit from all the enemies of the land. And then this damn bastard, he thinks that he's do that. All right, read on.
So that nothing was missed of all that pertained unto him.
Now, you have to understand, what David's saying, I put a damn buffer zone, my men and my lives, in front of yours. So that none of your damn substance can be touched. Watch this, read on.
And he has requited me evil for good.
That's because rich people think they can shit on you all the damn time and not be repaid for it. They believe that shit because they're rich. Come on.
So and more also do Yah to the enemies of David. If I leave off all that pertain to him by the morning light, any that pisses against the wall.
So David said, you know what? This damn asshole, I'll tell you what. This David is the man. I'm paraphrasing from what they translated. David said, pissing against the wall means if I leave any damn man,
yep,
a woman ain't pissing against a damn wall. She's squatting like some of you men are in this generation today. You damn squatting. You must rather sit on the toilet and piss,
yep,
than to pull out your damn pecker and piss against a damn tree or wall.
Yep.
Now, this is called like it is.
It is what it is. Boom!
I ain't squatting the piss, damn it.
Oh.
David said, man, I tell you what, let's see if one of these damn bastards live until the morning. I'm not going to leave one of these damn men that piss. Does that sound like a soft-spoken, feminine, LGBTQZABDC
no, sir.
Nope. Type of a man?
No, sir.
Now listen, don't get me wrong. Don't get me wrong. I'm verbal and I'm outspoken because I have to be. Because of the position I am.
Yes,
I'm
sir.
In this position. But if most of y'all are hanging around me, I'm usually a quiet man.
Come on,
most people don't even know that about me. They don't even know I'm a quiet man, man. They'd be like, watch this one. Summer, you still up? Come here for a second. I always draw from the younger. You understand me? I draw from that for a reason. They're like, what the hell is going on? When I see this guy buying YouTube and videos, man, he's verbal, he's expressive. They're not paying attention to what I'm doing, though. Does that make sense? So, when your father and mother, when we picked them up from the airport in Atlanta, and we was driving back to the community there in Georgia, right?
Yes, sir.
What did your father and mother say about me as far as not talking much? Talk loud.
My mom, she asked, and he did too, while we were in the vehicle, they both said, is he all right? Like, he's really quiet. Like, did something happen? Is he upset? Like, why is he so quiet?
And you said?
This is how he always is.
But when you get on YouTube, you see this animated man, I mean, I'm trying to get a point over. Thank you, baby. I'm not, you understand what I mean? I'm trying to talk to us. I'm trying to put a defibrillator on the mind. I'm trying to wake us up. But when people meet me in person, they're like, there's something wrong with him. There ain't nothing wrong with me. I'm just not putting on. You get it? I'm putting on Messiah, but I'm not putting on. And they didn't know how to handle it so much. You know what I mean? No, and some say, just the way he is. What? Not from what I've seen on YouTube. So let me see. If I'm on YouTube, I'm talking about a garden. My demeanor is totally different, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
I'm talking about chicken butchers. Is it not? Totally different.
Absolutely.
If I'm not showing you my bug out gear or my load on the back of a pickup truck, bug out bag, my chest rig, totally different than me, right? So I started talking about politics, what's going on in the world, what changed. You ever hear that? But when I come over to what you call the religious realm, he's overzealous. He's overpassionate. Then you tell me what the hell's wrong then. Why? You had no problem with me with through all these hats. And then I come over here, all of a sudden you got a problem with me. What happened? Did something happen with me or something happen with you?
Yes. True.
You see what I'm saying?
True.
Because I love Israel. I promise I do. I love Israel. Y'all love Israel. I love Israel. I love my people. I love my people with all my heart. All my soul and mind and spirit, I do. Again, I think what needs to happen is you need to divorce yourself from environment, previous conditions, thoughts, program thoughts, and ideals, and come over and learn the way of righteousness. But in order to do that, you have to have the humility.
Yeah.
And that's what many of you don't have. You're full of, if you're born up in America, you're full of pride. You're full of pride. Listen, I done been to a lot of countries and a lot of nations in this world. I've never seen nothing like the American spirit. Nothing like the American spirit. Y'all folks are entitled.
True.
No, for real, y'all literally entitled.
Come on, so true.
It's bad. It's really bad.
Yes, sir.
So anyway, with 1 Samuel 25, what we had to teach?
I think we had finished that.
The whole thing? We read all the way down 25? There's no way we're...
Yes. And when Abigail saw David...
So we're in verse 23. Come on.
She hasted and lighted off the ass and fell before David on her face.
Stop. I'm going to bring y'all some shit right now, right now, right? Abigail was still married to Nabal. Abigail was still married to Nabal. One more time. Abigail was still married to
Nabal.
You know just as well as I do. What the hell are you going to do if your wife, your ish, is bowing down to another man?
Make an interception.
We're not talking about today with these damn weak-ass and feminine men. We're talking about yesterday year when people were full of testosterone because, you know, when they ate wheat, it was full of vitamin E. I'm going to leave it at that right now. But y'all see what I'm saying, though, right?
Yeah.
Read verse 23 again, or 1 Samuel 25. Read, listen, Israel, listen real close. Come on.
And when Abigail saw David, she hasted and lighted off the ass and fell before David on her face and bowed herself to the ground.
Time out, damn it. I'm going to say it again. She saw who?
David.
Abigail is a married woman under a powerful man. And she's older than Dawid. She bowed herself to the ground. You can't talk to no modern woman like this, man. You can't do it. Read on. Verse 24. Come on.
And fell at his feet.
She did what?
Fell at his feet.
And what did she say?
That's it. Upon me, my master.
Whoa.
The wind of you.
Something is broke. Something is seriously broke right now. Y'all getting this right? This is a married woman.
Mm-hmm.
And she's coming over here and she's yielding to David.
Yep.
And she's calling him master.
Mm-hmm.
You see, most people, they don't get this today. They be like, what? Oh, okay, that feels good. It's a fairy tale. It's like Christmas. Chestnuts roasting on an open fire. Y'all know it's that goddamn Halloween that's beating Christmas now? I mean, way back. They got Christmas up, but they got Halloween way past. It is crazy. Anyway, what a death culture.
Yeah.
Watch this. My Lord, and let his what?
Upon me, let his this iniquity.
You know what he's talking about? She's talking. A wife will be ride and die with a husband. She's literally saying, let the lawlessness of my husband be upon me.
Mm-hmm.
What man is going to lay a woman a charge
right for
the lawlessness of a wicked-ass husband? A man ain't going to do that. Watch this. Come on.
And let your handmaid.
Now, you don't go overboard now. Because I'm telling you, man, hemorrhoids ain't shit by the time I put my foot up your ass talking to another man like that. Shit. We're coming up with a whole new diagnostic. Yo, you think about this now. See, this is what I'm saying. Here in America, we don't slow stuff down like this. To really, truly see what's really being said here. Something is going on. This is the same woman that called her damn husband the son of a lie.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Read.
Is it your handmaid? I pray you, speak in your eyes and hear the words of your handmaid.
In other words, right now, David ain't got shit. No, literally, David literally don't have shit but a small army. That's it. David's getting ready to take the kingdom. He ain't got shit right now. Y'all already had to deal with Saul's ass.
Yeah.
Are you following? He's in transition and stuff. And every time he turns around, it's opposition. That's another thing about the kingdom. So, who told you when you come to Yah that life is going to be a bed of ease? Whoever it was, they lied to your ass. There's going to be sacrifice.
Yes.
There's going to be pain.
Yes.
There's going to be suffering.
Yes, sir.
And all of that is a test.
Yes, sir. Yes.
The scriptures speak to it.
Yes.
You will be tested.
Yes.
You will be tried.
Yep.
Over in America, we think every damn thing is a Cascade commercial. A Palmolive commercial where you stick your damn hands in them. This liquid. And I was a quote this one. They ain't gonna know, T. Why is the beef? They ain't gonna know what the hell I said. They ain't gonna know what I lost them. It's gone. You don't know what you do.
You ain't right! Get me around! Ryan knew it!
You been listening to me for a while.
I know a while.
There's no way he's supposed to know that. You know what I mean? But think about that, though.
Man!
Read. Watch this.
Let not my master, I pray you, regard this man of Belial.
Now, do y'all understand this is a wife talking about a husband like this? Y'all know what's going on here? Read on.
Even the buff.
Call his name. Come on.
For as his name is, so is he. The ball is his name.
Teacher, go ahead. can't give him the Animation of the Year award.
No, for real, think about this, though.
What is going on? Because in case most of you assholes out there, you don't even realize this, she ends up becoming one of David's wives. Boy, you talking about making your enemies your footstool. Give me your enemies' wives. Boy, y'all is just all praise to the Most High. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
People don't get this. They don't understand what's going on today. Read on.
And folly is with it. But I, your handmaid, saw not the young men of my master, whom you did send.
Come on. You get this, right? Even the old woman be lusting out the young men. Yeah, she on them. Yeah, she riding them hard, man. She on them. She said, I ain't even see them, I saw you. I didn't see them, but I saw you. I mean, David had a little bit of age at this time. Still leading the colony. Come on.
Now, therefore, my master, as y'all live, and as your soul lives, then Yah has withholden you from coming to shed blood. And from offending...
You know the reason why y'all withholding you come to shed blood, right? Because your ass still sitting there talking to me. That's the reason why I'm still waiting. I mean, my damn soul is ready, but you sitting there talking to me. Hey, you got to give it to her, man. She talking to me. She's talking. She got David here. And mind you, what people keep missing, David ain't no damn fool. David is a man after Yah's own heart.
Well, what did he miss?
David is a man after Yah's own heart. Oh, he's here.
Yeah.
If he's in transgression, you ain't no damn prophet. You ain't gonna tell him.
There you go.
And he was only in one his whole damn life. Mm-hmm. His whole life he was only in one. Yeah. What about you?
Mm-hmm.
Since you're such a righteous judge, and your judgment is sure. If you only fit in one point, what about you? That's what I thought. That's enough to keep your damn mouth shut. It's called at ease. That's real talk. Read.
See, God is withholding you from coming to shed blood and from avenging yourself with your own hand. Now let your enemies, and they that seek evil to my master, be as Nabal.
Y'all get that, right? And y'all know what happened to Baal, right? He said his prayers. He died. Exodus 15, verse 3. And then we go to Luke 22, 36. Ain't even on there. Oh, there it is. And we're going to finish up this broadcast right here. Is everybody doing all right? Because y'all start out hot. Y'all start fizzing out a little bit later when it really gets good.
Yah is a man of war.
Oh, he's soft.
Man of war.
He's got the rainbow.
Man of war.
Blue, purple, pink, yellow, green.
Man of war. Man of war.
Yah is a man of
war.
So Yah is a spirit, but yet Yah is a man of
war.
And when he comes back again, he's going to be raging
war.
This is going to be ugly. Extremely ugly. Yah is a man of war. Read on.
Yah is his name.
So where do we get off? Listen, I understand when we're in captivity, we have a certain way we need to behave. What are y'all going to do when war comes to America? Because it's coming to America.
Yes, sir.
America, I don't want y'all to be under no illusion whatsoever at all. The shit y'all see happening in other countries is coming here.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Are you going to let another foreign entity?
Entity.
Are you going to let another foreign entity come and ravish your women and your daughters?
Hell no.
Go on. Go find out what kind of damn fight you got and you're not listening. Don't tell me you're going to fight them when your ass can't even sit in a deer stand.
Sweet.
Come
on.
That's
good.
Hey, you can't put a damn line in the water to catch a fish.
Come on. Huh?
You can't kill a fish, kill a deer, but you think you can kill a man.
Man.
This shit. Don't get me started, man. Don't get me started. You understand what I mean?
Come on.
You faint at the sight of blood. But you ready for war.
Come on.
And we supposed to believe that shit. Y'all hear what I'm saying, right?
Yes, sir.
Israel, just be honest. First, it starts here. Just be honest with yourself. I'm soft.
So.
I need some. No, for real.
Yeah,
they need to admit that. I'm soft. You're right. And I need to get some hardness about me. Some hardness like a good soldier. I really truly need it. I wasn't raised that way. Ryan, he's quiet by nature. And people say, oh, man, he ain't no warrior, okay? That's the one that will kill your ass. The one straight up there. See, y'all be judging books by covers. I be hoping. You sit up and talk shit to him, next thing you're going to pull a blade, I'll put a rap in your damn neck right here, then what you going to do? Why you sit up here speaking in tongues, sir? Show them all out. So much. You understand what I mean?
Come on.
Y'all got this shit wrong, man. Y'all need...
All right.
Did I tell y'all about the time when I got in a fight in downtown England?
Yeah.
You never heard it? You heard it? Can you tell it?
I have one heard it.
Anybody?
On the bus.
Yeah, on the bus.
Yeah.
On the bus.
You told it was leadership.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I was downtown England. Yeah, on the other side of the pond. And there was a guy like his ass. That was a big ass man. Anyway. And mind you, I wasn't pastored out. I was 100% bona fide heathen. But I wouldn't bother nobody. Over in England, they got these double-decker buses. Y'all seen these big red buses with double-deckers, right? So me and the boys, we was on this tour. We was going to England. We already were in Germany. Going to England, France, Italy, and... Rome, and somehow we're going to make our way back to Germany. All right? As one of those damn tours, right? And so we get, shit, it's 1989, 1990, man. Shit, we get to bring our bottles. Man, we on the bus. We down at the bottom decker. And we getting fooled. Y'all hear me? We getting fooled down there, right? And next thing you know, because all these women at the top deck start coming down the bottom deck. And we just down there doing our little party, you know, whatever the hell we was doing, right? Just doing ourselves. Next thing you know, this big-ass guy stood up and said, who in the hell y'all think y'all are? Oh, y'all shut your damn mouth. I'm going to whoop y'all ass at the next stop. That's what he said. I noticed everybody being quiet, so I looked to my left. I looked to my right. I said, look up at him. Oh, you gotta be talking to them, right? Because you ain't talking to me. He said, oh, hell no, I'm talking to you. And this out three sheets in the wind. I'm like, oh, hell no, you ain't talking. You can't be talking to me. Not a fella like that, you can't be talking to me. He said, next stop. And he starts throwing out all these blah, 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 blah. By the time we was next stop, I'm on double deck. You know, they got these big ass side glass windows on the side. Right? I'm bent over like this. I am literally, and I say all this to my shame. I'm bent over like this. McBride comes on the bus. Stop! What, man? Look at it. He's out there calling you out. I do like this.
Oh, shit.
Sure enough, man, he was out there acting monkey, man. He was all over that place. I'm going to go. I stood up, took my damn trench coat off and everything. I walked outside. Man, he was... He come at me, man. He swung on me, I ducked. It was ugly. It was past ugly. He swung on me, man, I ducked. I come right up with a... Ooh. I mean, blood just... Blood. Like you see on movies. Then I come across with this one right here. Bam! He's on the ground, bleeding on the straight, on the damn sidewalks of Paris. I looked at him, I'd be like this, man. I went right back on the bus, man. I'm going back to my seat. Grogging, right? Next thing you know, Mike and all them, and them other guys, all of a sudden, all these people didn't have a damn thing to say. Now they got all this courage in the world. That dude did not say another word the whole damn, he didn't say another word the whole tour. Because his damn face is swollen up like this, his eyes shut over here. He didn't say another damn word the whole tour. And I'm still, whenever we were sober, this wasn't too much. But that's how it went down. And I'm saying that to my own shame. Because I was a heathen. I was not an Israelite. You understand what I mean? I had already come into the military knowing how to box. You understand what I mean? I know how to defend. I knew all this stuff to do. I never thought that I would have to be in another country fighting another American soldier because these women decided to come down and drink with us and left you. You understand what I mean? I didn't go on none of them. I went back to the barracks. You understand what I mean? It's just stupid. So I say all that to make this long story short before we end this broadcast tonight. Israel, we all need to really truly stay focused on what our mission is. Because just like the book says, not everyone that say that they are Israel is Israel. And I'm going to add a caveat to that, male or female. You really, truly need to wake up.
Yes, sir.
And you need to get serious about your Most High Yah.
Yes.
Who is extremely serious about you.
Yes.
Because a woman today is not going to be saved based on her relationship with Yah. She's going to be saved based on a relationship with her husband that goes to Yah.
Wow.
And if you don't believe me, 1 Corinthians chapter 11. Let's see what the book has to say. And we'll end it on this. Read to each, start the first verse.
Be you followers of me.
Be you what?
Follow us.
Even as what?
Even I also am a Messiah.
Read on.
Now I praise you, brethren.
He does what?
Pray
Praise you, brother.
Read on.
You remember me in all things.
In how many things?
All things.
All things as just remember. I'm gonna say the same thing. When my time is gone, just remember me, okay? Tell your children, all right? Not because I want my name to remember, because it was real.
Mm-hmm.
It got us to the place we need to be, and now it's time for us to go on. You understand what I mean? Read on.
And keep the ordinances. I have delivered them to you.
As who delivered?
You.
Like the church, your mom and your dad, and everybody else. No, what I.
Because
remember, all y'all literally my begotten. Y'all understand what I mean? In the Messiah. It's all of the Messiah, though. You understand? Come on.
But I would have you to know that the head of every man is the Messiah.
Who?
Messiah.
Who's the head of every man?
Messiah.
That's Yahshua, Jesus Christ, right?
Yes,
he is literally the head of every man in Israel.
Yeah.
Read on.
And the head of the woman is the man.
But the head of the woman is who?
The man.
Oh, no, I can skip past you and go straight to the Messiah. Bullshit. You better hope you have a godly husband. Read on.
And the head of Messiah is Yah.
Even the Messiah has Elohim himself. Come on.
Every man praying or prophesying, having his head covered.
Oh, Pastor, we've been watching you all night, your head covered. Bullshit, asshole. Look. I can see my hair right here. Come on.
But every woman that prays or prophesies with her head uncovered dishonors her head.
So if a woman takes her head covering off, and she start praying to prophesy, she is dishonoring her husband, which is her head. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Read.
Well, that is even all one as if she were shaven.
You might as well be like Jada Pinkett.
Oh,
yeah. Just a bald-headed eagle. Just be Jada Pinkett. Just your damn bald-headed. Remington don't even want to sponsor you. Don't just be... Your damn disgusting ass. Come on.
Or if the woman be not covered.
If she's not what?
Covered.
And your head is not giving you for a cover. Your hair is not giving you a cover. Come on.
Let her also be shorn.
You might as well be shaving.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not covered, just shave your shit.
Yeah.
Come on.
But if it be a shame for a woman to be shorn or shaven,
it's shame for you to be bald-headed,
yeah.
Then let her what?
Let her be covered.
Be covered, come on.
For a man indeed ought not to cover his head.
Why?
For as much as he is the image and glory of
so
God.
What does Yah look like? A man. He don't look like no damn woman. And I mean in a respectful way. Yah's a man of war. We just got to finish reading that.
Yeah. In the image.
Yep. Come on.
But the woman is the glory of the man.
So the woman is the what?
Glory of
the man. So that means every woman should compliment the man.
Yes.
To bring glory.
Yes.
Why are we here? We're here to bring glory to him.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Are we not in subordinate state?
Yes,
to bring glory? Draw our head right now?
Yes,
the Messiah? Come on, are we not?
Yes,
I'm trying to bring all the glory I can. Matter of fact, I'm trying to bring so much glory. I'm trying to get everybody I can into this glory.
Yes, sir. Yes.
That's what I'm trying to do.
Yes. Come on. Yes, sir.
Read on.
Well, the man is not of the woman.
Whoa. And these women today.
I laid down and had you.
You didn't have shit unless we put a seed in you.
Oh.
You are the field.
Yes.
I am the seed.
Yes.
A man is the seed.
Yes.
Read.
Was the woman of the man. Neither was the man created for the woman.
So the man was not created for the woman.
Mm-hmm.
Unlike American society,
mm-hmm.
where you got men bowing down on their knees,
yes.
begging for a woman to marry them,
no
should
way.
Be the other damn way around.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Come on.
But the woman for the man.
But the woman was created for the
man.
Come on.
This
And if you go back to Genesis chapter 6, you would understand that. Cover your damn head.
Hallelujah.
Come on.
Nevertheless, neither is the man without the woman.
Hey, there's no way we could continue on with humanity if we didn't agree together. Man goes in a woman.
Yes.
Woman produces the baby.
Yes.
Offspring of a man.
Yes.
Yes. That's all it says. Come on.
Neither is the woman without the man.
Read.
In Messiah. Whereas the woman is of the man, even so is the man also by the woman.
Now notice, first principle thing, the woman is of the
man.
Even so, the man is of the what?
Also by the
man. You got to start this thing from the beginning somewhere.
Yes,
it came from the man.
Yes,
come on.
But all things of Yah.
He got a perfect plan. Read.
Judging yourselves. Is it comely that a woman pray unto Yah and cover?
You better not. If you're a woman, you better not pray unto Yah and cover. And if you're doing any kind of prayer to Yah, you better make sure you get permission from your man. So I tell y'all what, I'll give you some homework. You go read Numbers chapter 5. Go read Bob McBob chapter 5 before you start disagreeing with me. Because Paul is not writing shit on the side of his damn lip or his neck. He knows full well what the hell he's talking about. Read.
This not keeping nature itself teach you. If a man of long hair, it is a shame unto him.
How many men got long hair and think they flabby old and all that other shit? Now, the first thing I'd be thinking, he got all his men come around with all his long-ass hair. Nature teach you, according to the scripture, man, that ain't right. But a warrior man, why would you want to give your enemy an advantage to grab on something? It makes no sense. You understand what I mean?
Yes,
you literally want to give your enemy an advantage to grab on your damn hair to control you. I'll take it just a little bit farther. Read on.
But if a woman have long hair, it's a glory to her.
It's a what?
Glory.
Yeah, it's a glory to her. Why?
For her hair is given for a covering.
Now, see, that's what he go off and say, well, she don't need no head covering. No. It covers her because the Most High Yah said it covers her because of the man. But she is still subordinate to the man.
Yes.
You don't go to the Father. You don't go to the Messiah without your man. See, y'all full of shit. Oh, here, give him to a book cover. You look in the English translation. That's what you're looking at.
Come on.
You better put something on your head. Mm-hmm. Just like you read with Rebecca.
There you go.
Like you read with Ruth.
Yeah.
Don't get me down started.
Come on.
You see what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
They want to just throw away everything, bring it all the way up to this little pagan culture right here and think you have an understanding or monopoly on truth. You ain't got no monopoly on truth. Matter of fact, a righteous, holy woman, she's glad to cover her head. You know why? She's glad to show that she's under, here's the cuss word of the day. Submission.
Ooh.
You know, American women hate that. Submission. Know what I know and understand what I understand about the word. To be a woman in this world is the best place in the world to be. Best place in the world to be. Because you're charged to be taken care of from cradle to grave.
Yeah.
Work. Pretty much all you gotta do is guy in the house and bear babies, you good.
Yes, that's salvation.
But America, they got y'all being masculine.
Yeah.
Domineering.
Yeah.
Fucking up.
Damnation.
They showed a woman the other day slapping the shit out of a man on an airplane.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't give a damn. I get banned the rest of my life. I'll fly private. woman, raise your hand to me. You have now put yourself in the position of a man,
yeah.
And that's giving me the right to knock all your top and bottom teeth to the back of your damn neck.
Yep.
Come on.
You won't feel what a rap of a man is then. You get it?
Yes, sir.
Does a man want to do that? Oh, hell no. But a woman of a meek and quiet spirit?
Yeah.
Great. A man would do everything to his last breath to defend that woman.
True.
Y'all hear me, right?
Yeah.
It's literally defend that righteous, holy woman.
Yes, sir.
But a woman is ratchet. You get no defense.
No defense. No company.
Don't you ever cross the line and think you a man and get into a man's world in any way, shape, fashion, or form. But a woman is meek, humble. What man would want to do anything like that? Against a righteous woman like that? No, man. He going to protect her to his last breath.
True.
That's a high commodity in Israel.
Yes,
sir.
And somebody got to teach the children.
Yes,
the woman is the first line teacher, the first nurturer of the family.
Yes.
Man, he going to protect that, guide that.
Yes. Yes.
We done almost. Where we at? Come on. Let's get done. Oh, shit. Come on, man.
But if any man seem to be contentious.
And that ain't us. We ain't got no customs like that, right? Neither in the assemblies of y'all. We good, right?
Yes,
so anyway, Israel, hey, we thank y'all for being here tonight. We ain't even know it's going to turn out like this. Hey, we was just being Israel.
Hallelujah.
I know one thing. Ooh, wait, Elder Kabir, you gotta get ready because by the time these brothers get back to Praise Land, boy, y'all better have y'all spiritual game on because boy, they getting strong down here. They get strong down here. They're already strong men, but they getting really strong. Ooh, y'all better get y'all stuff together. We say that about anybody though, right?
It's all good.
Israel, we bless y'all. So, we got a week coming up here. We got some traveling going on. So, I'm going to ask y'all personally for some tender mercies in traveling, all right? Y'all pray for Pastor, all right?
Yes, sir.
So, because on what the world calls Wednesday, we call fourth day, I'll be on the road, so pray for me. That's all. I'm just soliciting that. Is it all right? Just pray for me, okay? All right? And we'll see what the Father's got for us that Shabbat right there. But I'm planning on all you people on that coast right there. I'll be in North Carolina then. And, of course, same thing is always going to take place. Healing of the sick, cleansing of the leper, raising of the dead, all this stuff. Power of y'all is going to be there. All right? All right? So we're going to be there at that community. Glory to the King. Also, next week, we have a bunch of Israelites that's going to Straightway, Alabama. That was Brother Jonathan on second day. They're going to be there doing a pass. Noel Mitchell and them is going to be there. And there's going to be a lot of Israelites there. According to Pastor Rufus, there's going to be a lot of Israelites. He's going to be there. That's a lot of work being done. As a matter of fact, what is that thing? 5,500? That's got to be what, 80-something y'all got to be. That's a lot of damn concrete, man. So we're going to let it set up in here, and then by the end of November, so my brothers in Straightway, Brother Brett, Brother Scott, Brother JC, Brother McNabb, Teacher Shane, all of us, Brother Ariel, hey, we're going to be hitting the road first day morning. That's a 55-100. I don't think we're going to, you know what, we're going to push it hard to get it done. Now, I'm talking about righteousness, too. So by the time we get there, man, that's half day gone. And we got to have good weather with no rain. You understand what I mean? If not, we got to come back. Them blocks are heavy as shit, man. By the time you live 200 blocks three times a day, man, that stuff is... Yeah. Maybe by Thursday, we will probably be close to done. Maybe if that's if the weather permits. Either way it's going, we're going to be there. If we don't get it done, then we'll have to reschedule to finish it. That's just the way it is.
Yes.
Got to reschedule it done. We're trying to expedite Israel. That's what we're trying to do. So I expect Pastor Muir and all of them to be there, man, with bells on. I know they'll probably always be there anyway. We need all the block layers. We need all the, man, we need everything. We need everything we can get there. Because we're going to do the right job. We're going to do a righteous job. But we need them to be there. Bill's going to be square. It's going to be level. Be solid. That's a big-ass building, man. I'm sitting up there thinking about now 50 by 100.
Yeah.
That's the same size as the tabernacle, man. Say 20 feet. Is the tabernacle 140? Is it? Man, that's a big... Anyway, we'll be there. We'll be there. I'm going to make sure I eat my Wheaties in the morning. Well, anyway, with Israel, y'all got any word? Last word, y'all. Y'all good? Anyway, hey, Israel, we love y'all. See y'all tomorrow morning. We bless y'all in the sweet presence, the strong, victorious, the mighty, overcoming name of our soon coming King, Yahshua the HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. Shabbat Shalom, Israel, the King is coming. Behind the camera, though,
that's why we're here.
man, real Israel always loved the word, though. Mm. Always loved the word, man. That's good. I ain't got nothing filling up in November. Right now, nothing filling up, but wait till the end. Wait till we get about that last weekend in October. All of a sudden, this shit starts filling up. Y'all usually see this, don't you? See this calendar and everything noise up. See where I'm at right now? I'm at 225 pounds. I still ain't gained shit. I don't know how in the hell I end up at 228 and then I'm back down 226. When you look at that, where is that one? I was at 222. Where'd you look at that? That was just yesterday. Huh? I mostly eat eggs and oatmeal, but apparently when I was up there working with the brother and all the other shit, I had to go get the batter and all this other stuff. I probably just skipped out on dinner. Because if you don't eat, your weight ain't staying up. That's all there is to it. It just ain't staying up. Then if I don't eat, I'm trying to drink a boatload of water, but that shit passed right through you. You know what I mean? Can't win for losing, as they say. So you study these plants on that roof, though, huh?
Well,
you got a good grasp of it?
Yeah.
I've pretty much broken down to where it's each section, so it's the main section,
right,
and then the two side sections, and then the other, the four lower sections are all separate. So I'm pretty confident about how it's going to come together. The most complicated part's going to be those four little dormers, the gables that come off the main part. Because I was talking to Brother Bud, and the hip rafters can't just come straight to the corner. They have to tie into those ridge boards.
They do. Brad, he told me to give him a call in North Carolina. Mm-hmm. Brad, he told me to give him a call when we get to that point right there. Because he used to do all that shit. The custom homes, he used to do all this stuff. I mean, he's a contractor. I mean, it's some damn office now. You know what I mean? But he really wants to. He's trying to let the bitch get out of here.
Okay.
Hey, y'all know just as well as I do, man. If you get three or four brains in and you can figure it out, man, it's better to go that way than...
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Somebody might have a better way of doing something or a different...
Hey, different perspective. We in different geographical location. We'll get it done, though. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, Mike, what do you think about that, man?
Hold on, let me cut you up. What'd you say?
Good.
You heard my challenge, right?
What's that?
My challenge. I said, come on, man. If anybody in the world think they can debate me on this topic, come on forth.
You know they ain't coming for.
I did that for my brother, Pete Rambo.
Mmm.
You know I did. He ain't stupid. You know what I'm doing. You got to talk to people that know what you're saying. There you go. So you down there in Florida still, right?
No, we got back yesterday.
For real?
Yep.
Man, y'all moving, man.
Yeah, we got the job done.
For real?
Yeah, the job's done. It wasn't that big of a job, but it was on another level. This is the highest level you could be at of the type of work we do. They had a quality assurance guy looking over our shoulder the whole time we worked.
Oh,
and he was impressed.
If they're going to pay y'all, man, you know him. Shit. Well, he trusts y'all just because you say.
Yeah. But it wasn't a super big job. It was a perfect job for us.
Get your feet wet.
Our first time. But we're waiting on our next job, and it's going to be a small stretch between there, but once we get our next job, we should really start rolling.
Y'all here tomorrow, too, right?
What was that?
Are y'all here tomorrow?
No, we're not going to be coming tomorrow.
All right.
But we're probably going to be up there Monday to help out with the house, because they done got so far ahead, we missed a lot.
Man.
They moving quick, man.
Ross, they be moving, man. Tristan, trap, shit. They be moving, man.
And we take Milwaukee, man,
and turned it. What was that, 39.8?
Yeah.
And you say you could get close? He got pretty damn close to him. I told him, bullshit, you can't do that with that damn thing. He did it, too, with a damn speed square. They don't know. He did it, though. It was really close, dude. I know, just say, huh. Well, they'll show you, man. They know what they're doing, though. I bless them for being there to help, because usually Straightway is the one going out building everybody else. We ain't never got nobody helping us. No, that's true. It's usually just us, the hood, and the right teach. To have somebody come help us, man, I'm happy, man. And then especially on this, man, and actually they freed me up to do some other stuff Yeah. Otherwise, I would have to put on the back burner and stuff, and shit would be all jacked up. Mm-hmm. By the time I get back, I'm like, damn, they done done the work of me and two or three other people in the crew.
Hey.
That's Israel, though, man.
Yeah.
They be doing it with bells on, man. I tell you what, though. Amar and Tammy, I don't know who cooked it, but man, they bought some damn tacos up the other day, boy.
Ooh. Wait,
you missed it. What they make today?
Empanadas.
Oh, that empanadas all changed. They know what they're doing, man. These supposed to be cooked shit. Them empanadas. Probably should have stayed up and got me one too. Y'all saved me one too. Y'all ate them all.
Ryan took the last box of the
thing. TJ got TJ. Gone home black. I wouldn't eat on that. They cook with good premium stuff. Oh, they good.
Farmhouse meals.
Huh?
Farmhouse meals.
All right, my brother. Hey, I'll see you in the morning, man.
All right. Bless you, man.
Get up out of here. Bless you. Shalom, shalom. Come on, T.J. Come and shut me down over here. All right, Israel. Bless you.
Bless you.
Yes.
I feel like I was sitting there.